CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's what's been going on off air all morning this morning.
It's the remix. Adam and Ari.
Just like constant, like for 4 hours off air. I played a bit of it.
I need to know, have you recorded the whole entire time that one time?
So I recorded one little bit of it and played it on air this morning.
I'm paranoid.
Yeah, well, hasn't stopped you.
No, come on.
Players gonna play.
That's right, they are. Science. Now, on today's show, we had the poll results. Not good for me with the choc orange.
No one likes the choc orange. That's why it's on sale.
Reuben Reeves was our Friday Live.
Yeah, oh my God, honestly, what a banger of a song, by the way. Super catchy.
Now, could we or could we not call Jesse our last finalist for the wedding giveaway?
Yes, you're going to find out.
Can't tell you, sorry.
No.
And we had a cruise across. Didn't we?
Yeah, we did go to the streets.
Gave away prizes. All the regular features in Dog News, they're all happening. King, Chorus Kings.
That doesn't sound very enthusiastic. Why would anyone want to listen now?
Well,
you didn't sound, you played Ed Sheeran.
I think
but that won't be in this.
I think the show speaks for itself. Have a listen.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Sup, all.
Feeling fancy?
I'm feeling fancy, as in, yes, I'm wearing a fancy outfit. Hot pink, white wardrobe. The ladies are hooking me up with some outfits. It is new.
Hey.
So thank you to the beautiful ladies there. Hot pink, black polka dots.
Yeah.
Frothing it. Except for I don't look fancy because I haven't done my hair and I don't have makeup on.
I think
sometimes being a woman, honestly, really grinds my gears.
You don't want to be one.
No, I wish that I could just put a dress on.
Are you leaving the sisterhood?
Never. I wish I could put a dress on and just instantly look fancy, but, you know, you have to do your hair and makeup to really jazz it up a bit, you know what I mean?
I think you look perfectly fancy. It's sitting in a radio studio, people tend to not wear a polka dot dress, so it's pretty fancy.
Okay, thanks, Ads. You're in a suit, you're suited up, doing joint.
The short sleeve, you'll be happy to know.
You got the short sleeve, yeah, the schoolboy.
Yeah.
Is it to celebrate school
back
being
to school,
back this
of course,
week?
That's my excuse. That's my excuse.
Breaking news, though, Ads.
Mm.
Went to the Sunflowers last night at Mount Noman.
Mm. Up late again?
Up late again. Yeah, definitely a late night. But, man, the Sunflowers are massive.
Are they?
They are so massive, so beautiful. They've had lots of people go through, but I did just want to let everyone know that they are closed for the next couple days. Because they've got weddings on. The barn, so I've never been out there until yesterday, last night. The barn is absolutely stunning.
Is it?
I was like, put it on the wedding list.
The barn.
Location is going on that manifesting board.
What's the barn? Is that a little shack in the middle of the Sunflowers?
Well, it's a massive barn.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle of the Sunflowers. So you drive up the driveway and there's like a beautiful outdoor area with fairy lights and the view is stunning. And then there's a massive barn. It's all painted like white inside. And they had already set up a bit for the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely stunning. And the rhubarb bubbles, delish.
Rhubarb drink.
Yeah, they've got a rhubarb champagne, not champagne, because you can't call it a champagne.
Yeah, right.
Delicious. Oh, it ticks all round.
You're happy with it?
10 out of 10, for sure. So they are closed for the next couple of days, but I thought, because you do need some help sometimes, you could take old mate there on Sunday afternoon because they are open 12 to 4. So I'm thinking maybe you go, start head over there, and then you go to Mrs. Jones.
I don't know. I think I had.
You don't want some beautiful photos in Sunflowers? How romantic!
I don't know. I think the chocolate orange had everything covered.
Well,
but
you could eat the chocolate orange on the way there, or the way back.
I put a poll up on the CFM Instagram.
You did. Oh my God! Give me an update.
It's divided the coast. When I went to bed, the yeses were winning. Like yes, it is an appropriate Valentine's gift, the Terry's chocolate orange. But at the moment, 52% to no.
Yes. Thank you, Coast. I knew you were on my side. I just knew it, guaranteed.
Plenty more
most
hours.
Most the no's are girls.
Plenty more hours, probably. Plenty more hours left in the day, though. Let's get those yeses up, team.
No.
Terry's chocolate
don't
orange.
Don't need to look at it anymore. CFM Jazz on Insta.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
It is, of course, here. Fancy Friday for us. Now, do you want to come and have a look at this picture? You probably haven't seen this. Just quickly have a look at this picture, right?
Okay, quickly have a look at
this
picture.
This is amassed almost 2 million views on TikTok. This fella getting married. Speaking of Fancy Friday, and speaking of,
is that what he wore?
That's what he's the groom. He's got a T-shirt.
What does his T-shirt say?
I don't know, but apparently it's like a fashionable T-shirt that could cost up to $350.
He's literally in picture. A T-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, look at him.
She's in a full wedding gown. It wouldn't be so weird if she wasn't in a wedding gown.
I know, and they're in a chapel. Like, everyone else has gone to the effort, but he's got, like...
Not going to lie, if you can't put the effort in to wear a suit, or at least maybe not a suit, or like a linen outfit, or something...
Mm.
A little bit more.
Yeah, well, apparently it's like some designer label on Fifth Avenue or whatever. You can spend up to $350 just for that T-shirt. It just looks like a T. Who cares? You know, get a Pearl Jam band tee. You know what I mean? If you're gonna,
you would get married in a Pearl Jam tee, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. I'd get Terry's
See,
chocolate
if
orange.
You wouldn't
I'd make
do
the
that.
Effort. But yeah, there's a lot of backlash going on the internet towards this fella.
Good on her though. If she, good on her for supporting his decision.
Well,
or did she not? Was she mad?
No,
about
I think
it?
She's quite happy.
Okay.
It says here, despite the tsunami of backlash, Violet stood by her best friend's new husband. Fuming in the comments, for God's sake, stop. She's married and very happy. She's not bothered with what he was dressed as. She's married and that's all that matters.
Oh.
So Terry's chocolate orange is a thought that counts. You know?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Valentine's Day coming up, Monday of course. Get your messages of love in on our wall of love at cfmtaz.com.au. Already plenty of messages up there if you want to look at them
too. Such beautiful messages. Just by doing so as well, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Secret Buddha.
Do you love that Nathan Whittle, long lunch announcer, wrote one to himself?
Have we confirmed that it was from himself?
He told me yesterday it was him.
He did write...
Actually, I heard him on the long lunch talking about the fact that he left one to himself.
Funny. Bless his cotton socks. Hey, breaking news ads. Macca's Australia announces big McNugget news from today. This is big news. McDonald's Australia is changing the packaging of its beloved chicken nuggets to that of a love heart.
Oh, huge news.
Just in time for Valentine's Day. So from yesterday, February 10th, Macca's will now sell its new limited edition chicken nuggets, McNuggets. Box will be available until February 16th.
Right. Well, I got Vegemite news for you. Do you want it?
Oh, is it Vegemite that's like lovey-dovey for Valentine's Day?
It's Cheesy Bite, right? It's being renamed to Vegemite and Cheese by the look of this Nonna article I'm reading. But it's a good excuse to remind everyone of the original name of Cheesy Bite.
After just 4 days, they've dumped the name for the all-new Vegemite iSnack 2.0. Now, it's all because Aussies just hate the name.
It's just trying to be cool for cool's sake, and it's not really fooling anyone.
Even Kraft's target market, the young and tech-savvy, think it's just not cool.
It's trying to sound a bit like an iPod, a bit like Web 2.0's social networking. So you meant to now social network with your Vegemite.
Blimey.
That is actually hilarious because iSnack 2.0 does sound horrible.
Do you remember that?
No.
I
can't really have Cheesy Bite anyway.
Yeah, when it first came out, it lasted 4 days, but it was called iSnack 2.0.
What a horrendous name.
The worst name of all time.
For a spread you put on toast.
Yum, I feel like eating an iPad.
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, I just want an iSnack 2.0.
Yeah.
So it's now going to be, so it's gone from iSnack 2.0 to Cheesy Bite, which is pretty straightforward.
Fine,
sounds
yeah.
delish.
Mm-hmm.
To Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah. I quite like the Cheesy Bite though. I don't mind it every now and again for something.
You have Cheesy Bite?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
If I need to check the ratio of Vegemite to cheese.
Yeah.
Mm.
Taste test Tuesday.
Actually, it's probably wise. I don't think I have had Cheesy Mart. Yeah.
You're willing to sacrifice?
I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm always willing to sacrifice, let's be honest.
She's lactose intolerant for new listeners, so.
When it comes to cheese, with milk, no way.
Mm.
But with cheese, for sure. I love Vegemite, though. I can eat it off the spoon.
Mm. Can you?
Yeah,
you're nuts with it. That's right.
You know, it's just how I roll. Sometimes I can put Jats right into the jar as
too
well.
Much.
Delish. You know, it's really high in vitamin B and it's perfect for a hangover.
Yeah, I heard this.
So, spoonful of Vegemite keeps the hangover away and a banana.
Yeah, okay. And a Barocca.
and a burrata.
And not drinking in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, that helps definitely for sure.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Alrighty, we're at 1300 655 922. That's where we're going to play Who Dat next. First,
Alabama, Alabama, she my Dixie Lemon like, woo! Like.
That's Takesha from the Straight Team.
Oh, she loves that song.
Here it is.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
You ready, Ari? You've been singing along too much.
Yeah, I was trying to read the lyrics and, you know, learn them a little bit. Because it's actually a cool song.
I believe it's called Doing a Takesha.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
Hmm.
It could be like, Who Dat, Takesha, Ari, or Walker Hayes. Who's going to know? No one.
All right, that's enough of that. We're going to give you three clips here. Drew Barrymore we're looking for today. Three clips, only one is actually Drew Barrymore. The other two are imposters.
Damn imposters.
If you know which one, A, B or C, is Drew Barrymore, you go into the draw to win $50 to spend at Mind Games. Bernie will draw that today too, because it's, of course, Prize Giving Friday today.
Prize Giving Friday, woo!
That's right. All right.
You don't even need the hotkey.
No. This is clip A.
Such a fun surprise to open my door and see Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Is that Drew Barrymore, 1300 655 922, or is this?
The apocalypse may destroy the earth, but the one thing that it can't destroy.
That's B. Mm-hmm. Clip C. Is this Drew Barrymore?
This is so fun. I'm having a moment of such exhilarated freedom.
Which one is Drew Barrymore?
On 1300 655 922. Who dat?
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Zach from Guns Planes. Let's start that again. Sorry, I dropped my pen. That's why.
Yeah,
I swear.
Sure.
Zach from Guns Planes is on. How you doing this morning, Zach?
Yeah, pretty good. Heading off to work.
Very nice.
Now, do you think you know your Drew Barrymore?
Well, the missus likes Drew Barrymore 50 first dates and that, so I'll have a go.
All right, so here's
great
your clips again.
Movie.
It is good, isn't it? This is clip A.
Such a fun surprise to open my door and see Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
This is clip B.
The apocalypse may destroy the earth, but the one thing that it can't destroy.
This is clip C.
This is so fun. I'm having a moment of such exhilarated freedom.
All righty, Zach, which one do you think's Drew Barrymore?
I'm going to go clip C.
This is so fun. I'm having a moment of such exhilarated freedom.
Oh, Zach, I'm afraid that that's absolutely correct, player.
Ah, wicked.
Yes! Congratulations, Zach. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games, Bernie.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, mate.
Cheers, Zach. And the other two clips, by the way, were Kristen Wiig, comedian, doing an impression on Saturday Night Live.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Just an update. We've been talking about this...
Oh, no, come on,
for a long time.
Do not tell me bad news.
Is Terry's Chocolate Orange an appropriate gift for Valentine's Day? Sean from Somerset, he's got my back. He said it is. It's like Jaffa with segments or something. But the poll still sits at 48% yes, 52% no on Instagram. So the no's are winning it. No, it's not an appropriate gift for Valentine's Day at
Thank
the moment.
Thank you, Coast. Thank you.
Still probably about 4 hours left in that poll, so get voting for yes.
Day in history, thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
All right, Ari, 11th
yes,
of February.
Adam.
Get a load of this, right? Mm-hmm. Lucille Randon, also known as Sister Andre, was born in France on this day in 1904. She's the world's second oldest verified living person, so she turns 118 today. Happy birthday to her. I know she's listening in France. In January last year, she tested positive for COVID-19 in an outbreak at her retirement home in France. She didn't have any symptoms, and on the 8th of February, just days before her 117th birthday, it was reported that she'd recovered. So that also makes her the oldest confirmed person to have both been infected with and survived the COVID-19 virus. She turns 118 today, still fighting fit. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah,
friend
HB.
Friend of the show, Sister Andre. On this day in 1979, 60 Minutes began on Australian television. The three original reporters back in 79 on this day were George Negus, Ray Martin, You know Raymond? You're looking at me like you don't know him.
Why? Yeah, why are you looking at me like I need to know him?
You don't know Ray Martin. Oh, Lord. You're going to get backlash. You are going
to
get backlash.
To be honest, I get backlash about this segment all the time. But you know what? I don't care.
And Ian Leslie. Ray Martin.
I'm Googling it right now.
I'm always coming to your defense. Nah. I'm always. You don't know Ray Martin, even with his picture.
No.
Nah. Ooh. Send your complaints in, CFM Taz.
I mean, don't. But, or do, whatever. You do you, boo. You do you.
Well, usually I defend you on this and I say, no, she does know. She just doesn't know she knows.
Nah, I looked at the photo. No idea.
Don't know Ray Martin.
No.
Oh, the backlash is coming. I can feel it. I can feel rumblings. Like the earth is rumbling right now. The coast is mad.
You're going to have backlash about that. Like, Daz is next door. Like, you're going to swap over. It's fine. I won't feel bad.
1-300-655-111.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Ray Martin. On this day in 1990, in a huge upset, James Buster Douglas KO'd Mike Tyson in the 10th round in Tokyo, Japan, to win the world heavyweight boxing title. You know Mike Tyson,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, for sure.
But do you know James Buster Douglas?
Nah.
Me either. That's why it's a big upset.
Yeah.
On the exact same day in 1990, on this day, Nelson Mandela was released from jail in South Africa after serving 27 years as a political prisoner. And as we know, Ari, he eventually would end up president of South Africa. As we know, right?
I don't know if you're pulling my leg or not.
I know that. Nelson Mandela is big.
Yeah, I know who,
In the scene over there.
Yeah.
In that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day 2 years ago in 2020, the World Health Organization officially named COVID-19 COVID-19.
Mm.
Coronavirus 2019, it means.
Yeah, I knew that.
I think it should be called COVID-20.
To be honest, it sounds a bit weird.
Because it was December 2019, you know what I mean? There was one fella in Wuhan had it.
Yeah, you got to stick to the facts.
Yeah, I'm...
Got to be 2019.
Yeah, that's true. Facts don't care about your feelings, that's right.
No, they don't.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Morning, all.
Prize giving Friday today. Get ready for that later on. Also, it's your last day to vote for your best couple.
Yes, the 5 couples are up online at cfmtaz.com.au. Make sure you get your votes in now because voting stops at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to 12 o'clock. One more of the couples, hopefully, if they answer the phone this morning.
Yeah, we'll give them a ring-a-ding-ding.
And you can listen back to all our chats with them at cfmtaz.com.au is the website, Ari.
Well, hello, Adam.
And we're doing it all thanks to Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Jenna and Andrew Miles from Bernie First National. Also, before 8 o'clock, Friday Live, Ruben Reeves.
I'm so excited. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Today we've got Street Team players.
After 8 o'clock.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a lowdown here. I know where they're going to be. Do you want to know where they're going to be?
Yes, please.
Do you want to know?
Mm.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I thought I was going to know where they were going to be.
You don't
all
know.
Lies. All lies. Fake news.
Is it not in the system?
No, it's not in
Whose
the
fault
system.
Is that? Who's done it?
I don't like to kiss and tell.
You do. Love it. All right. We're about to play Fuel Shimmer, but because I did this to Takesha, I better do it to myself.
Far away from me too well. Far away.
It's only fair.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We've got a double pass to give away to Uncharted.
Sure do.
The race for the greatest treasure is on. Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg star in the action blockbuster Uncharted in cinemas February 17. So that's 6 days away.
And we're also celebrating the fact that school is back this week.
That's right.
So, Adam, lunchbox, when you're at school, what was the most iconic thing you ever had in your lunchbox?
Oh, I always got the chips, the muesli bars, maybe an apple.
At my school, you know what we did?
What?
Trend went around where, fairy bread.
Yeah.
But like DIY. So you butter the bread and put it together and then just have a tub of hundreds and thousands.
Right.
So they don't go soggy and like stain the bread. So you dip it.
Yeah.
Is at
that,
school.
Is that why you say hyper?
I am the hype.
I'm hype without the hundreds of thousands ads.
I know a lot of people had fruit roll-ups.
Oh, yum.
Tooth breakers, those. And you could never get the plastic off them. That was always caught in there.
LCM bars. Mm. They were pretty delish. I reckon they've shrunk too, by the way.
Dunkaroos.
Yes, yum.
Classics. But 1-300-655-922. Give us something iconic from your lunchbox growing up. And the double pass is yours, is all we want. Just something that was in your lunchbox.
Lunch.
And that's it. First, yeah, just say lunch if you want. You still win the tickets. 1-300-655-922 for a double pass to Uncharted in cinemas Feb 17.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Dean from La Trobe, what did you have in your lunchbox as a kid?
Weet-Bix with butter.
With butter?
Ooh, Weet-Bix with butter.
I've heard of people putting Vegemite on it too. That might be up your alley.
Not Vegemite, no.
Just the butter? It didn't get too dry for you?
No, they were good then. Back then, the Weet-Bix were a lot more solid than what they were today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
Well, I'm going to taste test Tuesday ads, Weet-Bix and butter.
Yeah, mark it
put
down.
Put it on the on the calendar, on the table.
Yeah,
same.
Yep. Put it on either. Dean, that double pass to Uncharted is yours. Enjoy.
Thanks, mate.
Stay there, we'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Devonport Tennis Club tonight. 2022 Club Championships begin.
What does that mean?
It means that Fishy Boy Boss Man is playing. I have got it up here. Court 8. So we'll see you all out at Court 8 cheering Boss Man on. Not before 6:30. And he's playing against Alex. And how do you pronounce his last name?
I thought you had it.
Sorry, I thought you had it, to be honest.
Mountney. Alex Mountney.
Better take off my shirt.
So... get down to the tennis club, support Jerry Shears, our boss, in his little championship.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
Dog news. All right, Ari, the Koroit Sheepdog Championships has recently drawn 300 working dogs from across Australia. Koroit's football ground is no ordinary park after being transformed into an obstacle course to test some of Australia's best sheepdogs. This year, Australia celebrates 150 years of sheepdog trials. Thank you very much.
Mm.
The records are a little bit sketchy, but it was around the 1870s when it began, Marion Walden said, from her canteen window in the football stand, where she's also calling the championships, doing a bit of commentary.
Mm.
It was originally talk in a pub. My dog's better than your dog. No, it's not. That's how it started, apparently. But then they realised that the other thing the competition does is promote really good breeding. Miss Walden said the consistent work gets noticed within the agricultural community and it can lead to a high demand for the descendants of whichever dog turns out the champion.
Yeah.
So everyone wants to breed with that dog.
Yep.
That dog will be happy. The price of pups may well go up, she said. Despite numbers of COVID-19, this year's event has attracted about 300 dogs whose owners have travelled from across Australia to compete. One of the biggest convoys, including 3 women and 15 dogs,
wow,
and a lot of dog food, travelled for 2 days from Canberra to enjoy the event. National Sheepdog Trial Association President Sarah Sidrich said a good sheepdog can follow their master's orders from a great distance and has a combination of traits. She said, it's a balance between following orders and doing what's instinctual. There you go.
It's so fun as well to watch them in those comps.
And how much fun
it's
do
so
the...
amazing. It's like, how are you so good at that?
How much fun do the dogs have too?
Yeah, they look like they're having their best... they're living their best life.
Yep. They love herding those sheep. So all's well that ends well. Everyone's happy.
I just want a
dog. Especially the dog that wins, am I right?
Yeah, player.
For many reasons. Naughty.
I just want a dog. Dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Up next at 1-300-655-922, we're going to get our word machine Theo in. He's a supreme gentleman.
And the supreme gentleman. I will show you soon.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time for Word Sanger. Theo, the man of the hour,
is in the building. He's going to give you two words, player. He's in a
cool... Come on now. Come on, Ari. This is serious. All right, what's going to happen is he's going to give us two words. You've got to guess what word goes in the middle to make up our word sanger. If you're correct, you'll go into the draw for our weekly prize, which is $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. All right, Theo, what do we got?
Your words for today are golf and shirt.
Golf and shirt. Nothing funny about that, Ari. Is there?
No.
Golf something, something shirt. What will go in the middle of our sanger there at 1-300-655-922?
Why so serious?
Golf something, something shirt. What's the something to make up our sanger? Well, we play Lifehouse. CFM's Adam and Ari, 20 to 8. Sorry about Ari.
Whatever.
Word sanger.
Something.
Eva! Hello.
Oh, it's been so long, Eva.
Yeah, it has.
How are you, Eva?
Good, thanks.
You ready to play Word Sanger?
Yep.
I'll get Theo to give you those words.
Your words for today are golf and shirt.
Now, Eva, you were 2021's Word Sandwich Queen, I believe. That's right, Ari?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, Word Sanger Queen, potentially. What do you think the word is that goes in the middle, Eva?
Is it club?
It's not club.
Oh, it's not, Eva. So sorry. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, Bye. Eva. Bye. Emma from Ulverston on to play Word Sanger. Here's the words.
Your words for today are golf and shirt.
Golf and shirt. What do you think goes in the middle, Emma?
Hey.
The word for my sanger is tea. Golf tea. T-shirt.
You've done it, Emma.
Emma's done it.
Congratulations, you're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks, and we've drawn that today.
Awesome, look forward to it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922. Friday, live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
All right, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast for Friday Live this week. We have Ruben Reeves. Now, Ruben's a Hobart dude. He quit bands to become a one-man band. So he plays drums with his feet, guitars and bass with his hands, all at the same time, sometimes includes a harmonica, and he's been tripping around the mainland in his van with his trusty dog, Chip.
We do love a dog story and a dog news.
That's right. Well, he's back home now, and he's got four gigs coming up on the Northwest Coast, so perfect time to chat with him. Good morning, Ruben.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good morning. We're doing well. Hope you and Chip are also doing well.
Yeah, very well, very well.
So, Ruben, what made you decide to quit bands and just do it all yourself?
Oh, there was a lot of things that built up around that decision, but it was just the ease of being able to operate as a soloist and travel a lot more. The biggest influencing decision would be that the traveling. And I've kind of found it was a lot easier to go visit all my mates and get drunk at the pub if I don't have to pay for 5 air flights, you know?
Yeah, so true. Now, when you were travelling around in the van with your trusty dog, Chip, because I love a bit of a dog update, if you were performing, where was Chip? Like, was Chip able to come to the pubs with you?
Well, it depends. But because of COVID, we mostly stayed to really, really country pubs, like out in the middle of nowhere. So most of the time she would just hang out scabbing food off people while I played music.
Oh my God, that's the best!
Yeah.
And that's
so good. I did a bit of a series on my Instagram as well. Chip does this thing where she lies on her back with her legs in the air, and we call it the roast chicken. I started taking photos every time she's done a roast chicken, and there's like a montage on my Instagram of her all over the country, like in Queensland, Northern Territory, WA. Always doing the roast chicken in front of people.
All right, oh my God, that's so good.
What's your Instagram? We have to go see this.
Just Ruben Reeves. Go look it up. There's plenty of Chip posts there.
Okay, wonderful. So not only will you get Chip posts there, but you will also get updates of where you're performing and gigs coming up as well?
That is correct.
Amazing. And to listen to your music, is it Ruben Reeves on every other social platform as well?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Pornhub, whatever, all of them.
Pornhub, got to check that one out.
Oh my God, that's the best.
So what are the four gigs you have coming up here on the Northwest Coast, Ruben?
So I'm playing Thursday night at Pub Rock Diner.
Yep.
And I'm very excited about that one because we're bringing down another one-man band called L.R. Marsh from Brisbane.
Right.
Oh, cool. So it's so two one-man bands.
Very good.
Yeah.
His dog's not as cute as mine, though.
Yeah.
And then we're doing Friday at Kingsway. I'm doing Saturday at Communion at...
In Burnie?
What's today? Friday 11th. Yeah, I'm doing Friday at Kingsway, Saturday at Communion, and doing Sunday... Where am I doing Sunday? I've even forgotten, jeez. Got too many tour dates, guys. Sunday.
It's not a bad problem to have.
Longford. There we go. Yeah. Monday. Saturday is Mona. Sunday is Longford Country Club. There we go.
Wonderful. Cool.
And so we're going to hear a recording of something called Bearded Woman. We'll get to the story of what it's about first, but I want to know, when you record, do you do it all at once as well, or do you do the instruments separate in a recording?
Yes. I do it all at once. It's all live. On that recording, I had a couple of backing vocals from some Hobart singer girls. But yeah, it's all live recording.
So even on recording,
wow, even on, yeah, talented. I'm so excited.
Multitasking.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, and Ruben, what is the story behind Bearded Woman?
So it's just a real Tasmanian. It goes out to the girls in the deep south around Huonville, Dover, where I'm from. It's just about falling in love with a bearded lady. But it's actually a funny story. When I got back into Tassie, I was walking down the street and a bloke comes up to me and he stops me and he goes, Ruben, I've been meaning to ask you a question. And I go, yeah, sure, what is it? And he goes, oh, your song about falling in love with a bearded woman, is that about a lady that works at Mitre 10 in Invermay?
And what was the answer?
I'm not sure if it is, but if you see one there, tell her no, I'm looking for her. I'd love to meet a bearded lady.
Oh, my God.
Lovely. And play her this song.
Yeah, play her this song.
Let her win her over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much.
I love it.
It's Ruben Reeves. You can find him on the web. Just look up Ruben Reeves. It's not a common name, so it'll all come up.
Yeah, it's all first on Google.
Yep. And this is his song, Bearded Woman. Thanks for being with us, Ruben.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thanks, Ruben.
Thanks, mate.
It is our Friday Live and local. All thanks to Molly Malone's.
Well, I first saw her when I went to Warm VB.
What a beautiful love song, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely amazing. That's Ruben Reeves.
Ruben Reeves, he's playing that all himself, all at once, except those backing vocals, and that's CFM's Friday Live for Molly Malone's. Now, Ruben is playing four shows on the Northwest Coast. He wasn't 100% sure on those dates when we were speaking to him, but I do have him in front of me now. Devonport, Thursday night, 17th of Feb, so that's next Thursday. Then Friday after that, 18th of Feb, he's playing at the Wharf in Ulverston. He's playing at Communion in Burnie the following night, Saturday the 19th of Feb, and Sunday the 20th of Feb, he's playing at Buttons Brewery. Ruben Reeves there for CFM's Friday Live.
Pretty much all our favourite spots.
Yeah, you could say.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
They are hopping in those cruises. They've got their free stuff and they're getting out and about.
Do you know where they are now?
Yeah, I do know where they are now.
Good.
Thank you for that. Takesha will be out and about in the CFM Cruiser today at Auto One in Cooey playing Connect Four.
Hey.
So get a good game in. And you may have seen on Facebook at CFM Tasmania already, Adam tried this game that Renna will be playing this morning. I'm going to call it the Biggie Boy. You're the Biggie Boy and this is the Biggie Game.
Okay.
So you've got to put a biscuit on your forehead and without using your hands, you've got to move it all the way down to your mouth and eat it without using your hands. So you need to move your facial... I don't know what you... Muscles,
you could say. Yeah.
Thank you. Renna will be out and about in East Devonport at Palmer's Plumbing.
Yeah, and we'll check in with them, see how it's going just after 8 o'clock. So stay with us and head down there now, though, to get involved in those games. Grab some freebies, huh?
Yum.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Morning, all.
Jam-packed hour this hour.
Oh, we've got so much going on. I'm so excited. If you are ready to find the CFM Street Team, Takesha is at Auto 1 in Cooey this morning playing Connect 4. And Renren is out in East Devonport at Palmer's Plumbing.
Go there now. We're going to check in with them next. We've also got Chorus Kings on the way.
It's my favourite. My absolute fave. So excited.
And we have one final couple of our finalists for our micro wedding giveaway that we haven't spoken to yet. So we're going to try and get in touch with Jessie. Her and Raphael are our last finalists we haven't spoken to for our micro wedding giveaway. That voting for that open right now. So go vote. It closes at lunchtime. We're doing
get your votes in.
Doing it all thanks to Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Jenny and Andrew Miles from Burnie First National. First things first, though. Time to play a track by our dear friends.
Hey, this is Ed from South. You're listening to CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Our dear, dear friends, friends of the show, Shouse, Love Tonight on CFM's Adam and Ari. We're about to go 14 minutes past 8. Let's check in.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Good morning, out in East Devonport, Palmer's Plumbing is Renren from the CFM Street Team.
Hello, hello, good morning. Yes, I am here at Palmer's Plumbing today in East Devonport, and I already have people here to play the game.
Yay. Hey, hey, people.
Roman.
Hey.
Murph.
Hey.
Tony. Hey. Alrighty, guys, put the cookie in your forehead. As seen on Facebook, you just have to eat the cookie from your forehead to your mouth without using your hands. Using your facial muscles, you have to move that cookie and eat it. Let's see who's gonna do it first. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Go, give them a cheer.
Yeah!
You wanna wait?
No, it just dropped. Come on, keep going. There you go. Okay, guys, I think someone's gonna... Congratulations, you guys won a CFM show bag. We also have a fresh bread thanks to Crips Master Loaf. We have our Loving Earth, the chocolate you can feel good about. Also, since Zali and
Roman
were the first one to come and see me today, they also won a picnic blanket, all thanks to Winkler Electrical.
Amazing.
Back to you guys. Thanks,
Renren. Amazing. Thanks, Renren. Hey, gang, that's hanging out with Renren.
The whole Renren team.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun down there. All right.
So much fun. Okay, we're checking in with Takesha, who's currently out at Auto 1 in Cooey playing Connect 4.
I sure am. Good morning, guys. I just finished a very intense game of Connect 4, and I lost. I didn't even realise I lost until I lost. It was horrible. I was not paying enough attention, but I am having loads of fun. I've already played a few games. I have a giant Connect 4, so it's not like regular Connect 4, and I'm having so much fun. I've got Mildura Sparkling, I've got Hampton Peters Real Estate Magnets, and of course I've got Fresh Bread. So come down, play a game, have some fun with me. I'm at Auto 1 in Cooey with the Coast Best Free Stuff in the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical, and I can see that I've got another contestant, so I best go.
Thanks,
Takesha.
Go, Takesha. Alrighty, up next, we have a mammoth birthday book for you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
21 minutes past 8, so time for birthday shout-outs submitted through the website cfmtas.com.au. So these are all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Marquee, photo booth, lots more. We'll draw it today too for Prize Giving Friday.
We sure will. A huge happy birthday to Taylor Russell from Burnie. Happy birthday for tomorrow. You're one in a million and deserve nothing but the best. Love you always from Demi, Logan and Zach.
We've got Hayley from Somerset. Happy birthday to my beautiful big sister Hayley. Missing your loads. Hope to see you soon. Have an amazing day. Wish we were there to give you a big cuddle. Lots of love, Ben, Danny, and your niece, Elena.
Hayden from La Trobe. Happy birthday, Hayden, from Nan, Pop, Imogen, and Kelsey.
Braden Frankham from Turner's Beach. Happy 13th birthday. Finally a teenager. Enjoy your day. And we hope you have an amazing year. All our love, Mum, Dad and Jensen.
Amanda Lee Carter from Devonport. To my partner, Amanda Lee Carter, happy 35th birthday. Hope you have a great day and hope we can have a... hope we can have a fart-free day from you. And don't expect me to cook you a romantic dinner because I don't know how to turn the oven on. Love you lots from your partner, Joseph.
Do you think Joseph's going to be in trouble for that one?
I don't know, but...
Joseph.
Free the fart. Free the fart.
Amanda Lee Carter, another one for you from Devonport. To Mummy, have a happy birthday. We may be crazy some days and silly, but you know we all love you lots. And hope we will make your birthday a happy one. Lots of love from your kids, Letitia, Xavier and Shani. We all love you lots again, it says.
Another one for you, Amanda Lee Carter. Very happy 35th birthday. Hope you have a fantastic day filled with lots of love, fun, happiness, joy, lots of kisses and cuddles from your family and friends.
Jaden and Kaylee Turner from Devonport. Happy 9th birthday, Jaden and Kaylee. Hope you have an amazing day. Love, Mum, Dad, Amelia, Jasmine and Chloe.
And Karina from Ulverston, wishing you a very happy 21st birthday, Karina. Love from Mum and Andrew.
Remember, any birthday shout-outs, submit them at cfmtaz.com.au for your chance to win that voucher to Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. It's Elton, Dewar and Panao on CFM's Adam and Ari, 23 past 8.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Elton John, Dua Lipa and Panao on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're about to tick over to 27 past 8. Before 9 o'clock, Chorus Kings, and we'll be attempting to make a call to our final couple that we haven't spoken to yet, Jesse and Raphael.
Yeah, we're trying to get in touch with you. Give us a call, 1-300-655-922.
Voting's open right now and it closes today at the stroke of lunch, 12 p.m. today. So get voting now at cfmtaz.com.au. You can listen to our previous chats with the other finalists on the website as well. We're doing this all thanks to Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Jenna and Andrew Miles from Burnie First Natural National.
There we go. Get it out. Spit it out.
CFMTAS.com.au. It's my medicine.
Go, Adam.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Renna out there in the CFM cruiser. She's got a birthday shout out she sent in for us to play. I believe it's to Uncle Stewie.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Birthday, Uncle Stewie.
We're listening to Ari for breakfast. Happy birthday!
Yeah, Uncle Stew it is.
Happy birthday! Thanks, guys.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
We want you to sing it. Happy Friday, Okie and Chorus Kings. Okay, Adam's going to play a snippet of a verse of a song. We want you to call up 1-300-655-922 and with your singing vocals, sing out the chorus. If you get the words right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. It's the only electronics and hobby store on the coast.
That'll be drawn today as well for Prize Giving Friday. Here's your line.
Keep walking on, keep opening the door, keep open the phone. And the dog is yours, keep also home. Because I'm the one that left in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging. Yeah.
What comes
go
next?
Go again.
Keep walking on, keep opening the door, keep open the phone. That the dog is yours, keep also home. Because I'm the one that left in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging.
It's like on point there, right? It's good job.
1-300-655-922. Let's hear the next line.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Renee from Sisters Beach is on to play Chorus Kings. All right, Renee, I'm going to give you that line and then you take it from there, all right?
Okay.
Keep walking on, keep moving the dog, keep open the phone. That the dog is yours, keep also home. Because I'm the one that left in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging.
Go, Renee.
I'm begging, begging you.
Put your loving.
Put your loving on there, baby.
Hey.
Yeah.
Begging you.
Cause I'm the one that left
up. Put your loving hands out, baby.
Oh, good on you, Renee. Begging. You're today's chorus king.
Beautiful, thank you.
Congratulations, Renee. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
I'm sure my son will steal it real quick if I get it.
Definitely. So good luck to your son.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Well done, Renee. Hang there and we'll grab your details.
Thank you.
CFM's Micro Wedding.
Yes, you can vote right now at cfmtaz.com.au. Which couple of the five finalists do you think should be the couple to walk down the aisle at Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens for Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Jenna and Andrew Miles from Burnie First National? We've got one more finalist that we haven't spoken to, Jesse and Raphael.
Yeah, if you're listening or you know them, get them to call us. We've been trying them all morning and a week, really, if you think about it.
Let's try them again.
Hi, this is Jessie. I can't take your phone call at the moment. I just leave a message and I'll
get... Jessie, we want to talk to you. You're one of our finalists in the wedding giveaway. Call us back. Are you going to send the number?
I just want to try again.
Okay.
Just keep calling until she bloody answers.
0456.
Maybe she's embarrassed because they're not engaged and Raphael didn't know anything about this.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny.
Hi, this is Jessie. I can't take your phone call at the moment.
Do we tell her who it is?
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hello, Jessie. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're trying to get in touch with you to interview you about the wedding giveaway. Give us a call back. 1-300-655-922.
Bye.
Bye.
Jessie!
Jessie, come on!
We want to know about you and Raphael.
Yeah, we want to know the details. How'd you get together? How'd you meet? You do want to walk down the aisle? Come on, give us a call.
Jessie's getting cold feet.
Oh.
No, we're just joking. 1-300-655-922. If you're out there, Jessie,
give us a call.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Just, I'd like to give you a peek behind the curtain. What happens behind the scenes here on this show?
Oh, no. This is
what happened. This is why we come back and we're so well prepared. We're ready to go. Slick oiled machine.
What have you done?
This is the prep that goes on during the songs.
This is why you weren't listening to me.
Gets better. Some improv lyrics.
Come every day this week. Let Jesse know I'm to answer the phone.
So that's the entire... That's the work.
I'm mortified.
That's the work that goes on during the songs on this show.
The mics went on.
I recorded it on my phone and emailed it to myself. Quite it.
Also, it was Jesse and Raph answering the phone. I can't get it. The song's not on. But I had a full song for y'all and you still haven't called back.
Yeah, so we didn't hear from Jesse and Raphael.
I'm so mortified.
We wish them all the best.
Funny.
We hope they're still together after all this. But that was every song this morning, by the way, not just that one. That's what she'd been doing.
The whole morning I've been like, Adam, do you not even want to do the show? Do you not even want to be here today? Why do you hate me?
Right,
do
in
you
my face.
Hate the show today?
Yeah.
It's because you're secretly recording.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ads.
There you go. Look behind the curtain and CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Behind the scenes, the making of.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Prize Giving Friday as well.
It is Prize Giving Friday. Woo!
So by the end of the hour, we'll give away a few of our prizes. Some of the winners of our competitions this week, Chorus Kings, Word Sanger, Who Dat.
Our Facebook comp too. We wanted to see all the school kiddies off to school. So, yeah, we've got that.
Don River Railway Devonport voucher, a family pass.
Yeah, two adults. Two adults, two kids. We're going to announce the winner for that as well.
Birthday book winner.
Yeah,
that'll be happening.
Yeah, for sure. Pizzas.
Yes.
It's happening too.
If you're in the draw for any of these competitions, listen out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know before 10 and then keep an eye on your phone, because you'll be getting a text as well with further details.
Sure will.
Hey, you've got, less than 3 hours now.
To get your votes in at cfmtowers.com.au for CFM's micro wedding giveaway, vote for your favourite couple. Now, we've spoken to almost every single couple.
Are you having a go?
You're having a go. You're having a go.
Why?
Jesse and Raph, come on, guys. Come on. You got till 10. Give us a buzz. Where are they? Are they okay?
They're having a hard time. They've broken up.
I don't know this.
I don't know.
Are they real?
Ooh.
Was it a bot? Did a bot nominate?
It's an NFT.
Yeah, did a bot or something?
They're an NFT.
Maybe they're an NFT.
Jesse and Raphael, I suspected they might be an NFT. We only had a JPEG.
Behind the scenes, Adam is a little bit intimidated at their good looks, aren't you?
No. Never said
you
that.
You call them the hot couple.
There's no evidence I've ever said that.
There is so much Prove evidence.
It.
Yeah, you may have been recording me, mate.
You've been taking notes.
Got recordings of you too. The whole studio is bugged.
Well, if you'd like to vote for them or the other four finalist couples, cfmtaz.com.au to vote in our micro wedding giveaway. They'll be walking down the aisle at Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, all thanks to Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Jenna and Andrew Miles from Burnie First National.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Ed Sheeran there with Afterglow. I love that one. Ari on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Now, Valentine's Day is on Monday. The poll on Instagram at CFM Taz on Insta, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating results for me because I thought that Terry's chocolate orange was the perfect Valentine's gift, but the Coasters voted no, 52% no, 48% yes.
And you gave me some details this morning. In fact, you cannot get this from Coles, not the pack that you're talking about. You have to go to Woolworths, and it's on special, which means they're trying to get rid of it because they've got too much stock. So they've even marked it down. That's how much people don't buy it.
Hey, all right. I reckon I've shifted some units this week. Thank you. So don't give me that. But one thing you can do, probably a little more thoughtful than the orange chocolate by the looks of the poll results anyway,
yeah,
that's hard evidence,
you,
is CFM's Wall of Love.
Yeah, for sure. Get your beautiful messages up at cfmtaz.com.au. Just by doing so as well, there's something in it for you. You'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Secret Buddha Cafe. You'll always feel welcome at Secret Buddha Cafe. Escape to paradise today.
So cfmtaz.com.au to put your little message on the wall. There are some up there already. You can even look at them right now by clicking View Messages. I think there's a button there.
Yeah, there's one from Nathan for the long lunch. To Nathan.
Famously.
From the long lunch.
Yeah. or infamously.
Yeah.
So go have a look at that at least.
Oh, and there's one actually, Takesha's written one, Ren, the whole street team's gone involved.
Yeah, you've only really looked at the staff members' ones, haven't you?
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Before we go, it's Prize Giving Friday, so we better dish out some stuff.
Prize Giving Friday.
We don't give it to you. We don't give it to you. We don't give it to you. We don't give it to you.
Prize Giving Friday.
All right. Are we giving away Who Dat first?
Yes, we sure are.
All right. For playing Who Dat, our winner this week is
Zach from Guns Plains.
Zachy, mate, you are walking away with a $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games. Burnie, good on you and enjoy.
Enjoy it, Zach. All right, the birthday book winner for this week is Amanda Lee Carter.
Nice, Amanda. You're walking away with $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Enjoy that.
Theo is going to love this. Our Word Sanger winner of the week is Robin from Devonport.
Robin, good on you. You've got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
You're using those vocals so good this week. So proud. Our chorus king of the week, or queen, I could say, is Kayla from Flowerdale.
Kayla, $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Also, thanks for educating us about Flowerdale.
Exactly. Thank you. All right, we're heading over to the Facebook page, CFM Tasmania. All you needed to do was share a photo of your kids going back to school or you having a great time whilst they're at school, and you were in the draw to win a Don River Railway family pass. A huge congratulations to our winner, Sarah Brown.
Sarah, enjoy it. Two adults, two kids for free to Don River Rail.
And to recap, we also gave away some movie passes, a double pass to Uncharted, and that this morning went to Dean from the Trobe.
Deany boy.
Go, Deany boy.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the film.
Yeah, go, mate.
We'll be back next week from 6, won't we?
Yeah, we sure will, but hey, players, don't wazza, because there's always the poddy.
Yeah, you can listen back online in full at cfmtaz.com.au. Don't forget, you can listen to 4 out of 5 of our finalists for our wedding giveaway as well and vote at the website cfmtaz.com.au. Up next, Akeisha has your workday hits. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go, Adam.
All right, that was the show. We're done for the week, isn't it?
Wazzles.
I had a big day ahead and I'm feeling weird from my medicine as well. I'm stuttering and
making mistakes.
Yeah.
I think you did all right.
But I still got
you just weren't listening to me at all.
Just
you weren't paying attention. You weren't playing along. Hmm. You were just working, being salty in your little seat.
Trying to work, yeah. So we can come back and read the liners and stuff and have that all ready. But I'm gonna be on air in Lonnie today from 2 PM for like 4 hours or 5 hours or something. So how am I going to do that?
Are you
going to
talk about our show on their show? Wouldn't that be funny?
Tell them to listen online.
Hey, if you're sick of this show, why don't you listen to CFM's Adam and Irish
Breakfast? Play best of clips the entire time. Check this out. Listen online.
Yeah, listen to these guys over in Devonport and Burnie.
It's going
to
be interesting, though.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about? Oh, okay. Real breaking news. This is why you haven't been paying attention. I know why, because the Pearl Jam thing came out.
This doesn't help. You have this voucher.
Thanks.
Got to give that to the winner.
Yeah, thanks.
Don River. Eddie Vedder's new solo album came out this morning, and we get it first in Australia because it's the 11th today before it is over in America, and I'm up at like 4:20.
And you didn't even listen. Didn't even listen. Also today, Tanya Swizzle and Ed released their song.
Don't worry about that. Yes.
Like, how do you already know it? You're not going to sing.
What a song.
Are you not singing along?
Why would I when you can hear him do it?
Mysterious Mel's going to be stoked.
It's a good song.
He's going to be so stoked. Hey, question. Mm. On a scale of 1 to 10, of how much you're going to do this, are you just going to spend the entire weekend listening to that album?
No, I'll probably listen a couple of times over the weekend.
Like a couple of times all the way through or a couple of songs?
I ain't got time to do that. Hey, you know what's great news? Sunday.
Who's texting you?
Taz Transport.
Oh.
Do you want to know what they say here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Read it out to the class, Adam.
Reminder, your driver's license expires 13th of February. Attend service Taz to renew or call their number. Please ignore if paid in the last 48 hours.
Have you paid in the last 48 hours?
Nope. But it's renewing into a full license.
Ooh!
So,
get a load also, of that. Make sure you check out the Instagram reel of Antibody Man.
Yeah.
CFM Taz. Are you so... we didn't even get to talk about it on the show, but are you so impressed with my Photoshop skills of putting your face on Ant-Man's body?
No, you did nail that, didn't you?
I did, didn't I?
Very good.
Very impressed with myself.
Yeah, it ought to go viral, really. TikTok. Pop it on our TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get hits then.
It will get hits
Off you go. Pop it on our TikTok.
Okay.
Off you go. Pop it on there.
CFM Tears on Tickle the Talk. Also, we're coming up to the regatta soon. Remember that time we were at the regatta and you'd never been to an event and I made you go, even though it wasn't like a work day for you? And I was like, nah, you got to go, bro. Mm-hmm. And then we gave Lee Dixon a Dagwood dog and he never had a Dagwood dog. And then
he went viral on TikTok.
He had so many views on TikTok. I was like, is it just a Dagwood dog? I don't think other countries call it a Dagwood dog. Maybe that got confused.
I know, yeah.
But it was literally just him eating a Dagwood dog.
It went massive, honestly.
So weird. See, you're never going to know what's going to
go viral.
Do you reckon that's Jesse?
No. Do you want to answer it, do you?
Yeah.
Nah, because we dissed her now. You answer it off air first. I'm scared.
No, you answer it. You answer it.
No.
You answer it.
Not answering
it. Go on.
It's Jesse. Oh,
well, I mean, they missed out.
It was too late, Jess.
We can't put it anywhere.
No.
Do you reckon they're engaged? Doesn't actually say it.
Well, she refers to him as her boyfriend on the write-up. So that's why I was sort of like, well, maybe he doesn't even know that they're supposed to be getting married.
Maybe she's popping the question on Valentine's Day.
Maybe, but she's sort of given it away by being a finalist.
Yeah, she should have wrote in like brackets. This is a secret.
It just says my boyfriend, Raphael.
Ah.
Yeah, so That's why I was like, maybe they're not even engaged.
I didn't even notice that.
So,
well, let's hope that they're getting engaged on Valentine's Day.
Let's just hope we didn't split them up.
I don't think we would have. No. Well, no. Nah. They're stronger than that. I believe in them. I believe in you.
You don't
You've
know
got
them.
This.
You don't know them.
I do know them.
You don't know them like I do. All right.
You're so intimidated by them, aren't you? You're so intimidated. You're like, they're a hot couple. They're a hot couple. Look at their pictures. They're so picture perfect. They're a hot couple.
That's not what I never said.
That's you.
They're picture perfect. You said that. You said picture perfect.
You were like, oh, look at their pictures. They're so perfect.
Yeah, never said it.
You did, didn't you? All lies. You lied about recording me. You lied about this too.
All right, I've got to go and rest before I go on LAFM because I'm not in any condition to do it. Go home, listen to the Eddie Vedder album, have a rest.
And then tune in to LAFM.
This is Launceston's Best Mix, LAFM. Adam with you in the seat today. Fares you off until Monday.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Home of Jules and Glenn for breakfast. Tune in.
Yeah, there we go. LAFM, the home of Jules and Glenn for breakfast. It doesn't even come out my mouth, to be honest.
You're not suited for the station, I'm afraid.
I know, because I'm an old soul like you, old man.
Proud of it.
Old man. You're going to talk about all the old folk stuff?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. I'll just be here chilling.
Eddie Vedder and you.
Doesn't get any better than that.
That's right. Finally.
Bye, players.
See ya.